Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
xAI has just released a new feature, of course, in partnership with X, or, you know, previously known as Twitter. Elon Musk, who owns both companies, is kind of integrating them a lot. And there's a cool new feature that essentially is using Grok to summarize news stories that are happening on X and give a summary. They're called stories. Jamie, have you actually seen these on X yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm actually not on X or Twitter. I don't have an account, so I probably should do that, you know, being in the AI world, but for now, I'm not on there. So I haven't seen this personally yet.
Okay.
Cool idea.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea. I wonder if other social media platforms will do it. It's kind of interesting. I wasn't huge on X for most of my life. But then, of course, with everything happening in AI, it's kind of like, in my opinion, where a lot of this news breaks. So I've been on there kind of on and off for the last little bit, but I have been noticing this week, I've been seeing these, and I hadn't even seen this like product announcement. I just been seeing them, and like I was like, oh, it reminds me of something that LinkedIn does. So LinkedIn has LinkedIn News on the side, on the sidebar, and if you click on them, there's like always a little summary blurb about it. And I'm not 100% sure if they're using AI to generate that. It feels like, no, you know what? I think I know for a fact they're not, because when I worked at a company a number of years ago, we got contacted by the Twitter news or the LinkedIn news department or whatever. They have like a bunch of people that run it, and they're like, hey, we're going to run this like story. We want to include a quote from someone at your company. Can you guys make a post about X, Y, and Z thing? And then they like pulled our post into it. So the way it works on LinkedIn is there's like a summary of the news thing, and then below it is like 10 LinkedIn posts of people in the industry talking about it. So that's how it works with LinkedIn. And it sounds like it's not kind of like they're just grabbing random things people are saying as far as LinkedIn goes. They're like actually reaching out to people and telling them to make a post. Maybe there's a little bit of both. But in any case, with Twitter or X, it seems completely different. It's like whatever the organic conversation is that's the most popular, instead of having the trending tab, now they're like summarizing all of the comments in there. So kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think that's cool. The first thing that comes to mind for me is like, I wonder if this will help at all with like the whole fake news thing, because the AI is able to grab, you know, multiple sources at once and kind of create a summary, hopefully non-biased. But that's kind of my first initial thoughts. That could be cool. I don't know what else. I think, you know, part of the reason you follow someone on a platform, whether it's Twitter or somewhere else who does news, is that you want to see like what their reaction is to it. So I don't think this will really take away from those types of creators or people who are reacting to the news. But I don't know, Jaden, what are your thoughts? How could you use this as a creator, or is this to your disadvantage?
So I think this is actually really cool. I've used this a couple times this week. I saw like trending stories on the side that looked really like interesting. I feel like I've had a problem in the past before with Twitter's trending stories, where I like click on them and then it's like a trending hashtag, for example. And there's a bunch of people using that hashtag for non-related stuff. And so like I'm like trying to like figure out what the actual story is there, like what people are actually talking about, why that hashtag's trending. It's kind of annoying. This is cool because it literally summarizes it, and I think now brings to top like the tweet, the most viral tweets in that. So actually this is really useful. I think there's a couple diabolical marketing tactics you could use for this. And then I think that there's a couple things that X is going to do to try to fight spam in regards to this. So I'll go over both of those. My first one, as far as, you know, if you were trying to make money and growth hack something like this, essentially what you could do is, if there was a trending tweet, it's going through and reading about the trending tweet and like coming up with a summary. I wonder if you could, it analyzes like thousands of tweets on the topic to kind of come up with a summary. I wonder if you could, you know, if you're a malicious actor or just, you know, a growth hacker that was degenerate, you could post like thousands of tweets about whatever the trending topic was and incorporate your company name into it and say like how it relates to your company and try to make it like all about your company. Now, this is kind of attention hacking, and actually companies do this all the time with the news cycle. So, you know, they try to make themselves relevant in it, or like comment on it, or get involved in the controversy. So like, I don't know like how unique it is, but it would be interesting if this strategy worked, if you did it from thousands of accounts or made thousands of tweets in something trending and then got included in that featured snippet at the top. So it's like, this week, this is happening, and people are saying this. This company has been, you know, talking about blah, 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 blah. And like, if you could get yourself in there, I think that would be a cool strategy that people should look at and try. I don't know. Do you think this would be possible? Is this a new banner-free banner ad you could use?
That's interesting. I mean, I think that kind of brings up, I think last week we talked about this in a podcast, but how Elon wants to have to make you pay for an account because it's then linked to a credit card. So you can't make thousands of accounts. But yeah, otherwise, until that happens, you could do the growth hacking strategy. But even if that does happen, where they make you pay for an account, I feel like there'll pop up a lot of different, you know, almost like press release type accounts that you could then, you know, pay like a conglomerate to promote your stuff too. So I still think it could be a really interesting, like you said, growth hack. I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is interesting. Another thing that I think, okay, so that's like the degenerate growth hacking strategy. What about, you mentioned before, like fake news pretty much. So there's stuff on X that goes viral all the time where like, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then, you know, find out it wasn't real or whatever. I mean, that also happens in the real news. Like people make fake stuff up. So, you know, like how would this, you know, be leveraged for that? Could someone make some sort of fake news story and then have all of their things talking about it to try to get it trending? I mean, this is already a problem Twitter's been dealing with. So I don't know if this new story summary bit to it is like that different. Everyone wants to be on the trending section, so lots of people could do that. Anyways, here's what I think, how I think that could be avoided is Twitter, you know, over the last year has rolled out the community notes section. So essentially it's kind of, I think it's sort of like how like Facebook did fact checking during COVID and stuff and said anything related to COVID got fact checked as, you know, whatever their political wishes were, which is funny. So Twitter then came up with what's called community notes, where instead of having like a handful of like companies, so like Facebook went and used like routers and like they had used a bunch of organizations that were like the fact checkers, and they're like, okay, you like 200 people are the designated fact checkers of all truth and information. And of course, there's lots of controversy around that because whatever, all the controversy around letting two people fact check the whole internet. So Twitter tried to go a different route with the community notes, where essentially they allowed anyone in the world to fact check anything. And they have like algorithms where people from all sides of different political ideologies and perspectives have to vote up your like fact checks. And so if you get a lot of like down votes, you could get kicked out of the community notes thing because whatever, you seem biased or partisan or something. So they have like all these kind of like algorithm structures. And consequently, what I've seen is a fairly unbiased community notes section. I've seen people on both sides of the political aisle getting fact checked for all sorts of things. You have to cite your sources. They're not like gotcha fact checks. So like in the past with like the Facebook fact checkers, they would fact check something as false because like some small insignificant like element was wrong, or the way something was phrased was like technically wrong, but like is actually true. So it's kind of deceiving. You're not going to see that with the community notes, because if that happens, people like fact check or ban the fact checkers on this. So all this to say, I think community notes is pretty solid right now. And if someone was trying to do some sort of like fake news or some sort of like campaign to get in there, I think when Grok reads through the thousands of tweets in relation to a specific topic, it's going to grab the community notes attached to any viral tweets and incorporate that as well. So like, let's say a tweet goes viral and then it gets like a community notes added, like, oh, it's actually wrong. And here's like five sources saying like what actually happened in this video. That's going to get included in there. And then you're going to get that context as well. And it's not bad. Like things go viral that are wrong all the time, but you just want to know like where the source of truth is on it. And I think it will grab that from the community notes. So all this to say, I think that I don't think that it's going to have an issue with, you know, fake news going viral on it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I would actually, as you were talking, I was thinking about how I would love to have my own personal Grok Twitter summarizer for stocks. Like it would automatically pop up stocks that are on the move and then news related to that stock. I think that could be pretty sweet for if you're into day trading or anything like that. That was just a side note.
Yeah.
All interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it rolls out. I would be curious to see if any other social media platforms roll something similar out. I think especially like LinkedIn, it feels like a no-brainer. They're owned by Microsoft. They're partnered with OpenAI. They're kind of in that. I'd be curious to see if they revamp, or maybe they've already done it. I just know in the past it wasn't their new section with like OpenAI or AI to kind of summarize what's happening, because it's very curated right now, I think, on LinkedIn. So I'd be curious to see if they go something a little bit more organic and algorithmic like X, but maybe that's not their style. So we'll see. In any case, if you enjoyed the episode today, we would love it if you could leave us a review. Let us know what you think on our spicy hot takes on everything happening and trending in tech today and AI. And we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.